Good evening and a warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for gracing us with your presence today as we meet to discuss Indian Overseas Bank's financial results for the quarter ended June 30th, 2025. Before we begin, I want to extend our sincere appreciation to each one of you for taking time to join us in person today. I'm Sonali Pandey from Veritas Reputation, and I'm truly honored to guide you through today's presentation. Indian Overseas Bank, IOB, headquartered in Chennai, continues to strengthen its footprints across India with a robust network of over 3,345 branches, approximately 3,478 ATMs, CDMs, and 11,064 business correspondents. Internationally, Indian Overseas Bank serves customers in Singapore, Hong Kong, Thailand, and Sri Lanka, proudly catering to a growing base of 41 million active customers. Our comprehensive range of services includes personal, corporate, and agricultural banking, along with credit cards, loans, and insurance products. The financial results, investor presentation copy, and related disclosures are available on our website and have also been filed with the stock exchanges. Before we begin, please note that today's discussion may include forward-looking statements which are subject to risk and uncertainties that may impact actual outcomes. We encourage you to keep these factors in mind while evaluating the bank's performance. Joining us today's meeting, we have distinguished panel from Indian Overseas Bank, and I welcome Shri Ajay Kumar Srivastav, Managing Director and CEO, Indian Overseas Bank; Shri Joydeep Datta Roy, Executive Director, Indian Overseas Bank; Shri Dhanaraj T, Executive Director, Indian Overseas Bank. We will start with an overview of the bank's performance for quarter one, FY 2026, followed by a Q&A session. Now I invite Shri Ajay Kumar Srivastav, sir, Indian Overseas Bank, to present the financial overview. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and hearty welcome to all of you for this analyst meet. We traveled from Chennai to Mumbai for this meet, and a brief synopsis of the performance numbers I will give you in brief, and then we can go on for further discussions if any additional issue is there from anyone. So total business, I will start. Total business of the bank stood at 5,93,000 crores as on 30th June. And total business year on year, it grew by 12.19%. And quarter on quarter, the growth was on sequential basis, growth was 5.56%. And total deposit year on year growth was 10.75%. And quarter on quarter, it was 6.04%. And similarly, total credit year on year, we grew by 14%, 14.05%. And quarter on quarter, it was 4.96%. And if you look at the other key ratios, net profit year on year, a growth of 75.57%. In absolute terms, it was 1,111 crores. And quarter on quarter over March, it was 5.71%. Operating profit year on year 40.70%, and quarter on quarter there was a negative growth of around 10%. Net interest income year on year there was a growth of 12.50% against last year 2,441. The absolute terms was 2,746. GNPA, net NPA consistently it is coming down for last 3 years, and for June GNPA was 1.97%. Net NPA was 0.32%, down from 0.51 a year back. PCR, we have been consistently maintaining over 96-97%. And June 25, it was 97.47%, increase of 51 bips year on year. Credit cost 0.29%, the same it was at June 24, 0.29%, so we maintained that. Slippage ratio for this quarter, it was 0.10. Last year for June quarter, it was 0.13. And we have been consistently maintaining slippage ratio at this level only. CASA percentage, we have been consistently maintaining at 43% plus. And for June also, it was 43.78% overall CASA. NIM, there was an impact as suffered by everyone in the industry. So from 3.06 last year June, this year June it was 3.04%, but from March it came down from 3.58 to 3.04. Cost to income we have been maintaining at around 44%, so 44.22 it was June. ROA for March it was 1.12, for June we improved by 2 bips to 1.14. CRAR stands at 18.28. So overall, I can say that all business parameters, all efficiency ratios, if you see, IOB has been consistently and steadily growing. And the growth in whether it is business parameters or asset quality or provisions, it has been an all-round performance in all key areas, key ratios, key sectors. And I am very happy to share that we have been consistently doing it. And going forward also, the plan is to grow at this level only. We have already shared our this year guidance, at what rate we are planning to grow. We have everything in place, lots of activities on the digital front also it is happening, and the entire the line of products, the processes, the systems, everything is undergoing overhaul for the betterment. And I'm extremely happy to share that almost 98% of our total transactions are happening digitally, and quarter on quarter it is improving. From 96% to 98%, it is moving, and for 30th June, or maybe latest also, I can say, it is 98% plus. And on digital front, on IT technology, the spendings, the onboarding of vendors, the new things like AI, WhatsApp banking, CBDC, you name the area which are of importance, and we are there. We are. I can say that. We are at par with the industry in all those digital initiatives. And while business is growing for the bank, we are growing physically also, physical presence. Last year, we opened around 110 new branches in different geographies. And this year also, the plan is to open around 120 branches in those geographies where our presence is not there and which is profit-making. The process is very closely getting monitored from central office level. And to man those branches, the additional manpower, whatever is needed, that recruitment process that is going on for last more than 2 years. We have been recruiting need-based, not only the general probationers, but for specialist cadre also, whether it is IT or cyber or chartered accountants or information security. Including I will say OL and security officers. So wherever there is a requirement to recruit, we have been very I will say judicious in taking that call, and we are recruiting this year also. The plan is to recruit around 900 new young faces, some absolutely young faces, some lateral entry also we are trying to do. So overall, I can say that bank is on a growth path. Last 2 years performance number wise all of you have seen, and you can see to draw a conclusion. And in addition to that, those numbers, the infrastructure which is required to sustain that growth and to take that growth forward to the next level, we are working very effectively and closely on that also. And going forward, the plan is to take the bank to that level where we can be rated as one of the best banks in the country. One more information I would like to share with all of you. For March 25, the major ratios and the parameters of 12 public sector banks, we plotted our performance against 11 public sector banks, and I'm very happy to share that out of those 21 critical parameters, critical ratios, IOB is in top 3 for 16 parameters, and it's a consistent growth. If you see, over last year We were not there, but this year we have been able to maintain our top three position in 16 key parameters. And going forward, our aspiration, our intention is to improve further. So this was in brief about bank and our growth strategy and future plan. And of course, going forward, whatever you people want to know from the management, we are here to answer that. And I will request both the EDs if they want to add anything. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Just want to add whatever our MD sir said. As far as the technology and digital is concerned, already sir said, continuously bank is investing both capex and revenue expenditures. Almost we are at par with the industry. Ultimate, our aim is to give the best class experience to our customers, as well as anywhere banking, anytime banking. Then again, self-service centered banking, that is our bank's endeavor. So as a the continuation of our digital transformation, I wish to add that bank has deployed almost 4,100 tab bankings. So here the tab banking advantage is that 2 to 3 minutes we can open the account, number one. Number two, anywhere, anytime. No morning, evening, or no working days, holidays. Then again, no KYC compliance, it's automated. So almost whatever accounts we are opening, 40 to 50% account is opened through the tab. And recently, almost 25 services we added, and going on, we are adding the services. So recently, we added the current account also can be opened through our tab and going forward. So we are planning to open through proprietorship and again partnership also. And recently, we have launched our WhatsApp banking also. Very few banks in the public sector space. So there you can do all, you can view mini statement, you can see the transaction details, you can see. So going forward, we are going to launch the within the bank, same customers, they can do the transactions also. And again, recently we have launched this month on 5th July, the mobile IOB Connect we have launched. It's a one-stop service provider for all kind of banking services, more particularly the UPI account aggregator we have made. The advantage is that any customer of IOB, they can see their the balances, the statement of account, whatever they maintained with other banks. Number one. Number two, they can do the transactions of top up our bank to our IOB account from any other the banks also. That is the additional feature as far as the mobile app is concerned. Then again, bank is having the video KYC also. They can open account anywhere, anytime. So we are having two centers. Then again, RecoIC. So you all know very well that Government of India and the RBI is putting more emphasis of RecoIC, but particularly we have onboarded through SMS, website, and most recently we have launched through our the BC channel also. So these are some of the best initiatives we have done. And again, we are aligned with our AVAI and GenAI experience we want to give to our the customers. Then again, some of the innovations, you all know that already IOB is having My Account, My Name. That is a special product. Then again, online allotment of lockers. In this series, recently we have launched Akshara PIN, that is IOB. It is not only IOB customers, anybody. Because now everybody wants fully secured the PIN. So the Akshara, you can go through our website, you can make your own, based on your names, you can make your own PIN number, so you need not forget, and again, it's fully secured. Then one more we have launched is that the location intelligence. So you can go through our IOB locator. So directly you can connect with the local branch, nearest branch or nearest ATM, you can connect with the branch manager. So like this, continuously we are engaged with our digital innovations and digital this one. Then again, as far as the touch points are concerned, bank is having almost close to 3,500 ATMs. So this year already, there is a plan to replace around 450 old ATMs. Already we have done. And we are going to add 150 capex model and opex model, another 400. So end of the year, we'll be having almost close to 4,000 ATMs and cash recyclers. Apart from that, bank is already, our MD sir mentioned that, so today bank is having almost 3,345 branches. We are going to add close to 150. Apart from that, BC is almost close to 11,000 is there. So total, the bank touch points is almost around 17,600 touch points are there. So continuously we are onboarding. Already we have launched our digital dashboard also. So we are onboarding each and every customer to do banking on their own by onboarding through the digital systems, through our mobile banking, internet banking. Then again, by providing all kind of debit cards, credit cards, all these things. So continuously we'll endeavor to make our the bank at par with the industry as per as digital transformation is concerned. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Firstly, would request everyone to kindly keep their phones on silent mode. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, please raise your hand and tell us the name and the organization that you represent. Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Sir, Ramesh Bhojwani from Mehta and Vakil. Your presentation and your candid remarks has shown IOB has taken a quantum leap improvement in all the parameters of performance. You have not let down even on a single parameter, which is full marks to the blood and sweat effort put in by all the employees under your able guidance. So that is the first observation. Minor observations. You have started recovering from technically written off accounts. This June 25, you have recovered 574 crores. And going through the presentation, your total write-offs are mentioned as 3,025. Correct me if I'm wrong, number one. Number two, going forward, this quarterly recovery of 574 crores from written off account, will we see the same performance in Q2, Q3, Q4 going forward? And you have given a guidance of a growth which is appears to be slightly conservative, keeping in mind the H1 performance of the manufacturing and services sector of the economy. Normally, H2 is always better than H1. So would you like to further comment on that, or you would like to keep the guidance of growth as the same? And the third and last, in August, again, with inflation going below 2%, there is a possibility RBI may cut the repo rate, if not by 50, by 25 basis point. What will be the impact of this consistent repo rates on the bank's NIM and net profit?
So thank you for the kind words in the beginning. Of course, all IOBNs, 21,000 IOBNs are working in the same direction to make a bank great once again. And we are on that path. So it's cumulative effort of the entire team.
Absolutely.
And regarding recovery from technically written off 574 crores we have mentioned, that number is absolutely correct. If you look at these numbers over last 2 years, I will say 8 or 9 quarters, every quarter, whatever recovery we are doing, around 50 to 60% is coming from technically written off accounts. So what I'm trying to say is that we are consistent. Recovery is happening from those accounts also which are not technically written off. And we are having a pool of around 28,000 crores of technically written off account. It's a good pool. And out of that, of course, whatever recovery we do, 50 to 60% focus is there to recover, and it is happening quarter on quarter in every quarter. That is one of the important chunks of total recovery. Second thing you said about technical write-off 3,025 crores, that was, I think, Q4 you are talking, last financial year. We all know about MTNL story, and IOB having the highest exposure of 2,300 crores. And that account slipped in Q4, and we made 100% upfront provision. That was the level of strength available in the balance sheet. Entire 2,300 crores we made upfront provision, and then we wrote off also in the same quarter, so that the percentages of GNPA, that is not adversely impacted. So this account slip, we made provision, and despite 2,300 crores of additional provision, we showed a net profit of 1,051 crores, almost 40% growth over last year. So that explains 3,025 and strength of the balance sheet. And third party is repo cut. Of course, repo cut, it will happen.
Yeah.
We do not have any control over that. Only thing, we are positioning ourselves how to counter the impact. So whatever has been reduced already, we are on the job to offset that by following a variety of strategies. And one of them is, of course, reducing your rate of interest on deposit side also.
Yeah.
That has also started happening. Another way is focusing on low-cost deposit, that is CASA. We are maintaining 43% despite growth in total deposit. CASA is also growing, and we have been able to maintain 43%. That is another thing. The third thing is that we are lending to those sectors, those areas, to those borrowers where we are getting decent return. Just in order to ensure the top line or growth in top line, we are not compromising on pricing. And that is how you can see that NIM is still above 3%. Last year it was 3.06. We have been able to maintain at 3.04. So more of lending on MCLR terms, and of course rate cut impact will be there on MCLR based loans also, but it will come after a lag. And by that time, the reduction which we have made on deposit portfolio, its impact will also be visible maybe in 2 or 3 quarters. I think going forward by Q3 or Q4, I think everything will be, we feel that at IOB will be able to handle it, and we'll be able to ensure that NIM is not adversely impacted to a larger extent. Our intention is to keep it above 3, and we are sure that we'll be able to maintain it.
Thank you so much, sir. All the best. You have encapsulated everything beautifully.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll repeat, sir, some of the compliments. I'm Ashok Ajmera, Chairman Achcon Global. I mean, you have performed exceedingly well, because this year what is happening on one parameter, the bank is performing, on other it is faltering. But in your case, the main component of the business growth, both deposits and the credit, has increased substantially even in this difficult quarter also. You have also at the same time maintained the profitability. You are the one who has increased the CASA, which is generally not being seen during this quarter from any other bank. NIM, of course, is under pressure. So, but then, compliments to you. Slippages very much under control. Good recovery from return off account. Having said that, sir, I've got just a couple of few observations and some questions. One is on the NIM only, that now which we have come to, I think, 3.4 from 3.58 last quarter. And of course, maybe if you compare the quarter, then 1 or 2 basis points small changes. But with this rate cut which has already taken place and the rate cuts in offing, maybe 2 rate cuts of 25 bps each, where do you see, are we going to maintain the NIM all the time above 3? Or you feel we may go a little bit down beyond that? This is just one on our margins. Sir, one point I saw is that this quarter's profit has included a reversal of the provisions from the stressed loan of 62 crores and SRs credited to P&L revaluation of SRs of 237 crore. 2.37 crores. Yes. Sorry, then I must have. So this 62 crore and this 2 crore, so 65 crore is additional profit in this quarter. So is it going to remain the same phenomena in the remaining quarters, or is it one off during this quarter only, so that we can assess the profitability? On MTNL front, you already said that 100% provision is made. Any chances of recovery in this year itself, which comes straight, you know, by reducing the provisions on that? Secondly, we have a COVID buffer of provision of, I think, 1,692 crores. So whether, do you still feel that that cover is needed, or it can be used as a buffer for, are you keeping it for a future loss under the new RBI, this thing? So what is exactly the idea? I mean, are we going to take the advantage of this buffer provision during the remaining 3 quarters? This is there. Now, one item which I have been always harping on or raising is the emphasis given by the auditors, especially on two items. One is DTA, which is actually not given by any most of the other banks. Second is old tax dispute liability. Of course, which used to be 8,000 crore, 10,000 crore has come down. It is now 6,000 crore. But still, like last year we had refund also, good refund. In this quarter there is no refund. So what is the current status of this income tax liability of about 4,000 crores, I mean litigated liability, service tax of about I think some 200-300 crores, and GST of some 1,600-1,700 crores, altogether about 6,000 crores, which again has been given as an emphasis by the auditor, though they have not modified the report, which is also not seen in the most of the other banks as a major emphasis or the notes. So if you can give some update on that, it will be, I mean, and secondly, whether any huge amount of the refund is expected this year in the remaining three quarters on that account. So these are my few observations and some questions. I'll come back again if time permits. Thank you, sir.
So thank you. On NIM, in fact, I replied. I certain things which were not covered, that I will try to cover.
And one is on SMA numbers.
It's consistently coming down. And this,
it is not given in the presentation.
Presentation, because SMA number keeps fluctuating. As of today, on an average, it is 6 to 7%. All SMAs taken together. And these SMA numbers need to be seen with actual slippage numbers. Only then the reality will come. So slippages percentage may be 5 or 6%, it is there around 6% it hovers. But actual slippages is happening in a quarter around 240-250 slippages to 0.10%, which goes on to explain that even if accounts are in SMA or maybe a little bit of stress, you can say, but before 90 days. SMA 2 numbers I'm not having. SMA 1 plus 2 as on June, it is 5.51. March 24, it was 7.99. March 25, it was 5.86. And June 25, it is 5.51. SMA 1 plus 2, both taken together. And slippage ratio, as you can see, it is all entire portfolio. So asset quality, there is no issue at all. Slippages are for, and we have been able to control slippages and slippages ratio hovering around 0.10 to 0.14 for last more than 2 years. It's consistent. So that on that front, there is no issue as such. This profit of 62 crores, of course, ARC sale happened, like 100% provided accounts, and whatever we get, provision gets written back. So it's nothing unusual. Nothing one-off, it keeps happening. And going forward also, it will keep happening. MTNL resolution, of course, government is also very seriously working on that. Hopefully in this financial year, it will happen. That is what we are expecting. And COVID provision, 1,692 crores, it is already disclosed. And it is buffer, of course. It is more than the required, more than whatever we are supposed to provide. As per IRAC norms also, or as per a COVID mandate also, it is way beyond that. And of course, you can take it as a cushion or buffer. And DTA and old tax, in fact, last time also you raised the same issue. And on that time also I said that it is all already contested. And last year when we raised this issue, it was 9,000 plus. Today you yourself said that it has come down. And all the allowances which have been disallowed by the tax authorities, everything has been contested. And we are pretty sure that, as last year also, all those things will be decided in our favor, and we are going to get that refund. So there is no challenge on that front as such. And I think all questions I answered, anything. DTA, tax regime you talked. So DTA, last 2 years we have reduced. If you see the numbers of 22-23, it was almost 6,000 crores. And out of the profit which is being generated every quarter, we have been negating that. As on date, it is around 3,400 crores. And by year end, we are planning to reduce it maximum. Maybe we can make zero also, if our numbers help us. Let us see. Thank you.
Sushil Choksi, Indus Equity.
And that old tax disputes being a part of the emphasis of matters. So we have taken your feedback and communicated that to our auditors also, that no other bank is doing, why should we also do? So they are just checking it out with the all the other banks' results, etc. And then maybe this quarter they will remove. That is what they have said. But they would first check it out with the other banks. And then
we lost to other banks.
Yeah. So that's the status.
So we wanted to share everything. So that is why it comes out.
Sir, Sushil Choksi, Indus Equity. Congratulations on very stable numbers. And business specifically where CASA and RAM is concerned. Sir, looking at your slide, your RAM is highest in industry among banks, not only in private but PSU at 78.92%. So what's the mantra? I understand retail loans is one, but what about agriculture and MSME? What is making that you're able to sustain at this number, and what is the yield on RAM?
Yes, so RAM is almost 76% of the total credit portfolio, and it is a deliberate activity. That's the strategy, I will say. So if you see retail, we have grown year on year by 39%. Agriculture, we have grown by 26%. And MSME, we have grown by 6%. And MSME 6% is visible because one big account came into the play in between, which was there in March 24, but March 25, it was paid off. So that 3,000 crores, to that extent, we could not cover. If that 3,000 crores, one single entity is taken out of discussion, then MSME growth was also around 16%. So RAM, we are growing, and cost, I think, on all entire RAM, I can say that it is above 9 only.
Above 9
or around 9 maybe. Because repo cut, it has impacted retail and MSME directly. So maybe 9 or sub 9.
So by the year end, a blended yield again on RAM would be around 9 or will be sub 9?
Maybe it come down below because 1% cut in repo and another cut, as sir is saying, it may happen.
So what is IOB's forecast on repo? What is your forecast on repo cut over a period of the year by March 26?
I can talk about IOB, so yeah, whatever is job of the regulator, I will not comment on that. That is for them to decide. But whatever decision comes, I can say that we at IOB are absolutely geared up. We are absolutely very well positioned to handle that. And with that repo cut also, if it happens, if at all it happens, the profitability, the ratios, the interest income, NII, everything will be in line only. That is what I can say.
And this RAM is more of southern states or specific
it's
geography?
Entire geography. See, we are having 3,300 plus branches. And all branches are eligible to do RAM.
No, I understand. But as of today, where the business mix is concerned, if I, you know, concentration wise, would it be few specific states which is contributing to this number?
No, it's all over.
All over.
All over.
So west, east, north, everything, everybody is contributing.
Most of the branches are achieving their budget. Whatever budget has been decided, quarterly budget, everywhere. Growth is happening everywhere, all across.
Any plans on changing the mix? So you think 75-25, 77-23 would be a more or less stable number?
I will not be giving any percentage as such because nowadays and going forward, the challenge is pricing. So whether it is corporate or retail, whatever, wherever we are going to get good price, we are going to lend. So it will be difficult to put a percentage that corporate this and RAM this. But at the end of the day, pricing matters. And based on that only, we'll be taking a call.
Based on your current CASA ratio, and it's very difficult to digest that your current account deposits quarter on quarter has grown compared to any other bank or in the system itself. So what's the mantra or magic that you are able to grow in that?
Yes, the mantra is onboarding of new customers. I will share a number with you. Last two financial years, 23-24, 24-25, we have onboarded 65 lakh new CASA customers, including current account. And in those new CASA customers who have been onboarded, we are still having a balance of 17,000 crores as on yesterday evening, these newly opened accounts. New customers, it is the topmost priority for all 3,336 branches. Every day, 3 to 4 customers are getting onboarded. And with onboarding of these new customers only, we have been able to show growth in CASA, including current account.
In the cross-sell to this CASA customers, what percentage of customers we would have penetrated?
As of now, it's around 10 to 12% only, and slowly it is improving.
So you see the sustainable RAM growth would come from this CASA customers or?
Yes, the customers who have been onboarded, plus our legacy customers, plus the customers who will be onboarded going forward. RAM growth will be very, very easily we'll be able to maintain.
So in this agri loans, what would be comprising gold loans?
Gold loan of this agri loan around, I think, 50 to 55%, 50% almost.
So can we give other people a chance? We'll come back to you definitely, sir.
Sir, this is Ashok from Eklavya Invesco. Sir, I have got 3-4 questions. First is, we have got 1146 crore of income tax refunds. So, order. So, is it including the interest or what's the interest amount? So, this will be accounted, I think, in second quarter. Secondly, we have grown by 45% in gold loan. So, how it's a thrust area to give loan in gold, because it gives more safety. And we are doing much more work on technology upgradation. So what's the cost for the current year or plan for the current year? And many PSU banks are reduced home loan rate to 7.35 or 7.4. So have we acted on it to attract more home loans? Thank you.
So this 1146 is income tax refund. It does not contain any interest portion as such. And which sir was asking about disputed things. So it is a result of our appeal and discussions. 45% jewel loan growth has happened. Of course, jewel loan is one of the key portfolios for us for two reasons, obviously. One is that this product is predominantly in Tamil Nadu and southern part of the country. And we are Chennai-based, Tamil Nadu-based headquarter bank, and we are having a sufficient number of branches there. That is one part of it, and second part is that we are growing it as a strategy. And we are very, very aggressive on that. For two reasons, one is that, of course, everyone knows risk weight is zero, so capital cost is hardly anything, nil. And almost 9% interest is there, that is earning. And third part is there is hardly any NPA. So it's a very, very profitable product, and focus is there. And this year also, we are targeting to grow at this rate only. And technology, as conveyed by Mr. Dhanraj also, our ED, last 3 years, every year we have been spending around 1,500 to 1,700 crores on technology upgradation, including entire IT infrastructure. This year also the budget is 1,600 crores plus. And as everyone knows that without technology, it will be very difficult to do business. And every day is a new day as far as banking and technology is concerned. So that focus is there. We are spending money on infrastructure and to grow business, and we are getting return also. Thank you.
Home loan rate, yes.
So yes, it is 7.35, yes. The best of the customers, yes. For us also.
Yeah, hello, sir. This is Aditya Mundra here from My Temple Capital. Sir, couple of questions. Sir, we have our corporate loan book has obviously declined year on year. And in the retail side also, it's the personal loan which has grown the maximum after others. So what is our strategy going forward for both? Because I believe personal loan are more unsecured loans. Secondly, sir, the other portion is about 40%. So what does it primarily consist of in the
40%?
Retail? The other loan in the retail side is a huge number. I think it's 40%. What does it typically consist of?
That will be housing. So personal loan we give only to those customers or borrowers whose salary is coming to the bank. Okay. Unsecured personal loan will be hardly anything, less than 1% of the total retail portfolio. And that is not our core focus also. So wherever it is backed by salary, of course, we are lending personal loan, but overall portfolio is less than 1%. And corporate loan, of course, there is a negative growth because of pricing issues, and many big ticket accounts where pricing was not matching to our requirement, we did not roll it over, we allowed it to go out of the system because repo rate has come down and pricing was not matching our requirement. So these are the two reasons because of that corporate loan growth is negative year on year. But as on date, the fresh negotiation has started happening and around 9,000 crores of fresh pipeline for corporate loan. It's already there, sanctioned, waiting to be disbursed.
And sir, what would the other portion of the retail loan consist of largely?
Primarily housing loan, followed by LAP and rental discounting and vehicle loan and education loan.
No, I mean, home, education, vehicle are separate, but there is another component which is about 28,000 crores.
It will be a part of jewel loan also. Jewel loan, which is not classified as agriculture, that goes into it.
Jewel and LAP.
And LAP.
LAP will be there, yes.
And sir, what will be your EBLR component on the total
EBLR
asset
side? Is around 53%.
And balance?
LCLR is 47%.
And sir, is it possible to share segment-wise NPA, like retail, agri, MSME and corporate?
For bank as a whole?
Yeah.
GNPA, that numbers, of course, we can share. If on slide is there, you can show that slide.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is there, sir.
Yes, slide number 23, if you can go. 23 number slide, if you can go.
Fine, sir. I'll check that. Thank you, sir.
Segment wise, it is there.
Yeah, yes. Segment-wise. Thank you, Mr.
23. Okay.
Request you to kindly raise your hands for asking questions.
So agriculture, you can see 2.09 only, MSME 2.62.
Other
than MTNL,
all nil only.
Hello.
Hi,
sir. Yeah, commendations on a very good quarter. Just a few questions. Sumer Choksi from Indus Equity Advisors. So you, in terms of the RAM book, when we're looking at particularly, say, agri advances, I think there was quite a bit of literature in the papers over the last few days. Particularly, there was scrutiny on PSUs in terms of agri advance NPAs. But sir, unlike the rest of the pack, you all have done better in terms of maintenance of NPAs being lower on this book as well as on a whole, as well as in percentage terms. So what would you say is what you all are doing differently that's helped this book be more better in terms of asset quality? Can you shed some flavor on that?
Yeah, one thing is that this agri, whatever is visible here, around 50% is backed by Jewel. And Jewel loan, as I said, NPA is nil. So 50% of the agriculture portfolio is being taken care of that. Balance 50%, of course, it is, we are not very aggressive on KCC type of loans. We are very aggressive on SHGs, FPOs. And in SHG also, traditionally, if you see across all banks, SHGs, NPAs are hardly anything. So it's part of well-defined strategy, well-calculated. And proper implementation, so that agriculture growth is also happening, and we see hardly any slippage in that.
So, our questions on, I think, on RAM were covered. Just one additional question from my side. So, going through the presentation, one sort of, common metric where we see is where a corporate book slight breakup in terms of rating of different accounts you've lent to. So, I don't think I could find that in the presentation. Would you all be able to share some color on how we've structured that, even if not now, maybe post?
Yeah. See, corporate, it will be mostly, I will say, below BBB, we do not go. Focus is on AA and BBB+. AAA rated, of course, pricing issue comes into play. And all those AAA people, their demand is too fine, which in good old days, we were able to handle and lend, but in the present scenario, you don't find it profitable. So mostly it will be around 70% of the portfolio will be AA, and BBB. And a major portion of unrated will be government lending. The PSUs, the state government guarantees, those type of things. Unrated will be there, but with the state government guarantee.
Understood. So is there any possibility you all can specifically share the numbers on that post meeting?
Yeah, that we'll share, of course.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yes, you may go ahead.
This is Pallavi Ajmera here from Ajcon Global. So, sir, while I'm an analyst, I also specialize in the domain of financial crime compliance. And so it's very heartening to see the progress that you've made on the financial front. But just wanted to understand with, you know, the update that Dhanraji gave on the technology digitization, where you're taking a different leap and making it so easy to open accounts. Given the present vulnerability that everybody is facing of money mule accounts growing and, you know, new accounts getting onboarded, which do not have, there's a lot of synthetic fraud that's happening around. So you as a bank, you know, from that front, what are the various measures that you're taking so that this cybersecurity and other measures, you know, can be taken to combat such accounts from being onboarded?
See, the challenges are always there, but what I can say is that at the time of onboarding customers, KYC is done, and that is absolutely foolproof. And in those KYC foolproof accounts also, there are certain cases where this mule accounts have come into existence. And for that, I4C, RBI team, all banks, the entire ecosystem is working in one direction together to arrest this menace. That is one part of it, and it will take some time, but I think it will be done. But having said that, banking is always, it's a risky business. And to avoid risk or to think that mule accounts are coming into play, so account opening should not be happening or customers should not be onboarded, that will not be an ideal thing to do. So we have to do banking, we have to onboard customers, we have to do everything. And at the same time, we have to mitigate risk. So on mitigation of risk, technology based also, and lots of awareness is being created. Together, I think we will be able to arrest this menace also going forward.
Just to add to MD sir, what MD sir said, on some specifics, I can just add. On the technology front, we have also done an API integration with I4C, wherein it's a real-time, any I4C-related complaint is there, then it automatically gets tracked and detected immediately on real-time basis. So that is number one. We are in the process of also integrating with Mule Hunter of RBI. That is currently in progress. So RBI team is actually helping us to integrate. So that again has been implemented in 3-4 banks. We are also doing that, and that would again be a substantial improvement in terms of detection, etc. And as MD sir said, awareness, KYC strengthening, the automation part of various credential verifications, etc., which is again being done automatically with the help of tab banking and Aadhaar verification, etc., happens online seamlessly. So all those things again are steps that we have put in place, and I think we are in control. So it's nothing which is out of hand or something. We will definitely address that.
To this question, because today in business growing, compliance also needs to be focused on. And if in 3 minutes you're onboarding a client, your decision making has to be really quick, and all these checks and measures need to be in place. So it's good that you're taking several steps towards that. Thank you.
Hi. Samrat here from Prosperity Wealth Advisor. So my question is simple, basically, just one. We have seen an exceptional rise in a fee-based income. What are the key drivers for it, and how would you continue the same?
Fee-based income consists of all routine things, I will say. In addition to that, this quarter, if you are talking about fee-based income.
Yeah, any specific products?
I will give you the number. So one was PSLC sale we did. Priority sector lending certificates we did in quarter one, and we got around 200 crores. And that is the major chunk. What you are talking about, the substantial increase has happened. Last year, other than PSLC sale, in every area we have improved impact. Processing charges, if you see last year, it was 80 crores. This year we have done 110 crores.
Okay. So the entire 665 crore includes all these figures, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
And 200 crores of PSLCs.
Yes. Thank you.
Do we have any further questions, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah. Sure, sir.
Hello. Yeah. No, I was going to ask about that first to start with in the second round is PSLC commission, which you said that's 200 crore, which I thought must have been included here. So we take it in the first quarter. In the coming quarter also, the kind of, figures speak. Can we have the possibility of earning 300-400 crore more in the remaining three quarters on PSLC?
Exactly, sir. It can be more than that also. We are building the book, yes.
So that our non-interest income will continue to be robust, yes, only, yes, based on that.
Last year it was 400 crores plus for the entire year.
Yes. One point is on the investment, sir. One is that universal SOMPO, we have got some 18.06%. So is there any proposal or any opportunity which you are seeking to increase your holding in this so as to become, make it a, you know,
there
like...
There's nothing on offer, sir. So
nothing,
so
nothing on the table. As such, no investment. And sir, in the investment book, in the subsidiary and JV, we saw an increase of almost about 600 crore in this quarter, from 606 crore to 1,205 crore investment in associate, JV or subsidiary.
That is OGB, sir, RRB.
That is that RRB.
That is State Bank sponsored
Utkal
RRB.
Utkal Grameen Bank.
And sir, what will happen to that Malaysian bank, which is, I think, has been ordered to be, winding up process is already on.
It is in the process, approval is
expected. So there also we have got some substantial investment.
Around 200 crores.
So what are the possibility, how much of that can we fetch on the...
Entire 200 crores will come, sir. It is under process for, under different authorities for approval. In this financial, it will happen, sir. So entire 200 crores will come back to us.
That's good. Sir, this on the co-lending front, you had given some figures that in the notes also. So can you give some color on the co-lending side, how the bank is moving, and how much book you have already built and you plan to build? Same way for buying the other accounts. I think you bought some good agriculture loan also in this quarter, agriculture portfolio also. And two NBFCs, there was...
That is co-lending arrangement.
Co-lending arrangement, yes, which you have done. So what is the plan on co-lending of the bank? And this year, what is the book now?
We are planning to increase, sir. Book is around 2,000 crores.
And
we have entered into agreement with two NBFCs so far. This year, maybe additional 8 to 10 NBFCs we are targeting. And this book also, we are trying to increase up to 5,000 crores. That is the tentative plan.
And
sir,
this is under the same normal standard scheme of 2080 or...
Exactly, yes. Exactly, strictly in terms of guidelines issued by RBI.
And the last one, sir, on, we were talking about that agri loans and the jewellery loans. And now with this RBI relaxing the terms of not taking collateral below 2 lakh rupees loan, and you can ask for the collaterals, have you revised your numbers on those small loans, small agri loans, where you can take the gold as a collateral?
Sir, these things were earlier, whatever was happening, we have come back to the same situation. In between, there was a guideline by RBI, so things got changed for a few months. Okay. But after lots of representations from various industries and people and individuals also, we have come back to the status quo, which was earlier 6 months before. So there's no change as such. Up to 2 lakh guidelines say that collateral should not be taken. The only one change is that we need to take one letter from the borrower that is voluntarily pledging the
jewel. Every bank will go for that.
Yes, and then the same treatment, everything will continue to be the same, sir.
And the last, sir, there's just a point of information. And this, we were talking about those mule accounts and the KYC and the compliance part. So this 63 lakhs of penalty which has been put by RBI, is because of that, that somewhere we have lapsed. Of course, it is happening across the banking sector. But what was this specific thing for which this penalty has been levied?
It was because of jewel loan only, sir. Because 6 months before guideline was changed, that up to 2 lakh collateral should not be taken. At that point of time, this jewel was taken as collateral, and we were penalized. And now we are back to the same position. So, but we have been penalized.
But
so
the penalty will not come back.
So that is on record.
Yeah. All right,
that
sir.
Will
thank
continue
you.
To be on record.
Thank you very much, sir. And the guidance for credit is same 15%, 14-15% for
around,
this year?
Around 13% we are targeting, sir. That was the guidance we gave
in one quarter Q1. Only you had 5.5% something in this quarter.
Yeah, so it's always better to do go beyond that, whatever we commit.
Thank you, sir. Bank is doing well, very well, rather. Congratulations and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. Sir, this is Amit Mishra from India Security. Sir, I just wanted to know your outlook on education loan. This quarter, we have a degrowth of 8%. How do you see this portfolio in as per your bank and as industry also? Because we have seen job cuts in India as well as outside India also. So what's your outlook on that? Thank you.
It is one of the very important products for us. And particularly with the revamped Vidya Lakshmi scheme and guarantee coverage also coming into the play. This was earlier also one of the very key products for the bank, and the same focus continues. And as a bank, our priority is to lend to students who are aspiring to go for higher studies and who want to avail loan. So there is no change as such, whatever you are talking about, employment cut or employment generation is not there, but our focus on education loan will continue to be the same. We'll continue to lend, and whatever we have targeted in Italy is that around 9-10% growth we are looking at.
Actually, in addition to what sir said, that negativity is on account of sale of some portfolio to ARC. Otherwise, our sanction disbursement, it is at par with industry. Continuously, we are growing in double digit.
Any further questions?
Sir, how we are doing on the Mudra loan? It's unsecured, but we get more interest, and it's partly, I think, guaranteed by the government.
No, interest is same only, sir, around 9-10%. But Mudra loan, that government security guarantee cover is available. And every year in Q1, we get disbursement budget from government. And year on year, we are surpassing that. This year also, budget we have got. This year 7,000.
20% growth
disbursement. So we have grown by 20%.
Yes. Whatever budget comes from the government, we surpass that. And slippage also in PA percentage also, people talk that slippage is really happening. It's the same around 9-10% of slippages. Not slippages, means NPA. Outstanding.
So here the NIM will be 3% or 1%? Or how it's...
NIM for bank as a whole, it is calculated. So for one product, it will be difficult to calculate. But rate of interest, whatever we earn, is around 9-10%.
9-10%.
Yes.
Thank you. Best wishes. And I hope in current year, we are able to declare the dividends.
That is what we are looking at, sir. That is thing which needs to be addressed. Hopefully it will happen,
next
sir.
Year, yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah.
Good evening, sir. This is Rohit here from MMW. I just wanted to know how many credit card customers you have added year on year, Visa last year?
That number will not be readily available. We'll
take
share
it later.
Separately.
Thank
the team
you.
Is noting it down. We'll
Thank
share
you.
The information.
Do we have any more questions? As there are no further questions, I request Sri Joydeep Datta Roy, sir, Executive Director, for closing comments.
Respected MD sir, my colleague Mr. Dhanraj, all the members of the investing and the analyst community present here. So it's a pleasure to host all of you and be a part of this analyst meet, and also take some of your questions and answers and answer them. It also gives us feedback in terms of what are some of the important things that are playing on your mind. I think IOB as a bank, probably we were in Chennai based and not in Mumbai, so we were not so actively covered, but I think IOB, as I can say, is a bank to watch out for, and it's a happening bank currently. And as MD sir pointed out in his opening remarks, 16 out of the 21 parameters that we were tracking, we were in the top three. And even in the other three parameters, because of probably MTNL or something, because it happened last year, some ratios were a little down. But this year, I think we should be, again, almost all parameters, we should be in the top three, four. So that's where we are positioned, in the top quartile of all the banks put together, the public sector at least. And even if you compare the entire banking fraternity, there are a lot of parameters where we are even competing with private banks. Our slippage ratio of 0.10, best in the system. So I think there are two, three things that really stand out for, if I can just quickly summarize. One is, I think, the strength and robustness of the bank. And when I talk of strength and robustness, I think one you should all take note of is the consistency of the profitability. Every quarter on quarter, for the last so many quarters, if you look at our bank's profitability growth, whether it's the net profit or operating profit, it's growing almost at an average of 25 to 30%. This quarter, of course, it was quite higher, 76%, in fact, on the net profit side. But 25 to 30% growth is almost assured. And it's being consistently delivered across so many previous quarters. So that is something to take note of. NIM is largely maintained, 3.06 to 3.04 this year. So that again, in an environment where NIMs are declining, we have still been able to hold it quite closely. And of course, I think even with the rate cuts, et cetera, happening, our deposit cut and the MCLR book transition that we are trying to do, I think will help us protect our NIMs to a great extent. Our cost-to-income ratio has come down significantly. Again, that's something to take very note of. Our asset quality, and that again is another point which I think is really stands out for IOB, which is the resilience of the entire portfolio, which is not just reflected in the slippage numbers, the best in the system, as I was talking about, 0.10. The NPA ratios, we are second and third in the system. GNPA second, NNPA third. PCR is 97%. Again, something that means that there's nothing to actually provide additionally further. And whatever is there, it's already provided for. And whatever now comes by way of resolution, MD sir mentioned we have a 28,000 crores of technically written off book. Whatever happens there, it's only going to add to profits. So that again is very, very comforting for all of us in terms of how the growth numbers stack up. Lastly, I think the agility on the business side. So being a mid-sized bank, the ability to grow faster is there, and it's being demonstrated now. Whether it's CASA, whether it's the deposit growth, whether it's RAM, the total advances. I think all in all put together, the numbers are there to speak. So all in all, I would say it's a happening bank. It's a bank to watch out for. And I want the analyst community, the investor community to keep us covered positively and bring IOB more in prominence now that the financial numbers and the numbers stack up, and it's something that can be showcased to the world and to the investor community also. So that is one request from our side, that please cover us and cover us positively. I think that definitely would be helpful. And thank you everyone for joining us and coming here in good numbers. We would definitely like to keep interacting with you. If you have any other questions or any other things at any point in time, please feel free to reach out to our investor cell. Numbers and email IDs, etc., are there. And we will be immediately coming back with whatever queries you have so that the bank is positioned rightly and the true progress and the true face of the bank is actually demonstrated to the world and the public at large. So thank you once again for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Indian Overseas Bank and Veritas Reputation, we conclude this analyst meet. Please do join us for the high tea.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.